and welcome to Watch What Crap Ins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the wonderful and glorious Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm fabulous. It's a very exciting day for us here on Watch What Crap Ins because voting has now opened for the crappies. This is round one. This is the general round of voting where we are asking all of you guys to help us narrow down the final ballot. And then starting on February 16th, we will go into round two, which will be the official ballot with all the official nominees for the crappies. And the crappies will be happening on February 27th. Now, there are still some tickets left for in person here in Hollywood at the Fonda Theater. You can go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get ticket links there. That's also where you can get links to vote. But here's what's also very exciting is that once again, this year we have partnered with Kizwe and we are going to be live streaming the crappies. So you can basically come to the crappies no matter where you are in this world. That ticketing link opened up today. And that's right there on our website as well. And we are really, really excited about this. There will be a replay of the crappies that will be available for 2 weeks after the show. So if you can't be there live to watch it live, don't worry. We got you covered for the following 2 weeks after we do the crappies. You can log on, get a ticket and watch it there. So come in whatever form. And at the very least, vote. Even if you were like, screw those guys. I'm not going to go to their show. I'm not going to watch their show. Please vote. Have your voice heard some way. But it's always such a fun time for us and we love crappy season. It is crazy madness. So that's that. And then of course we have all sorts of other exciting things happening in our world here. We got the newsletter that you can get on Patreon. Patreon's also where you get crappies on demand. We have bonus episodes where we've been covering the traders, which is, you know, bonkers these days. So, you know, get the full crappies experience. Watchwhatcrappens.com and patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Today we are talking about Vanderpump Rules. They are continuing on their cast trip to Paso Robles where issues about OnlyFans continue to plague this beleaguered cast. So what say you, Ronnie Karam?
Well, here we are, Vanderpump Rules, season 12, episode 9, Rosé All Day, which is a crazy title because we just recapped the premiere of Summer House, and that's where that comes from. Rosé All Day. Well, for Bravo. I know, isn't the thing didn't come from Summer House.
Isn't it weird, Ronnie, to think that there was a time where Vanderpump Rules was the preeminent non-Housewives show on Bravo and Summer House, they spun Summer House sort of off of it or they sort of backdoor piloted it. They had them together. I don't know if they were ever back to back on the same night. Maybe they were, but Summer House was like the runty redheaded bastard stepchild, whatever it is. And like we had to beg people to watch Summer House.
Wow,
like,
you really screwed over that stepchild. Jeez, they're redheaded they're a bastard and they're a stepchild. You got all of them in there. Jeez. Just call them fat too, Ben. Just attack the stepchild.
The stepchild is redheaded and illegitimate. It's such a rude thing. By the way, what a rude thing to say about
truly. Somebody.
You're an illegitimate bastard. The point is that Summer House was like the runt and no one wanted to touch it and it was barely surviving. And we're like, no, it's really good. And now we have a situation where Summer House is the preeminent Bravo show. That is the one of the non-scripteds. And Vanderpump Rules is our little runt now. And Vanderpump Rules is like hanging on by a thread. It seems like we're like, no, it's really good, guys. It's so funny. Watch it, watch it, watch it. How times have changed.
Oh, how they've changed. One thing that has not changed, poor waiters be pouring and they're fun. They're very fun to watch. So we're in their Airbnb in Paso Robles. It's 10:12 a.m. And, you know, people are waking up. Natalie can't find her glasses, but I can find my underwear, but I can't find my glasses. Can you believe that?
Jason, one of our eyebrow twins, is doing push-ups, and then Shane jolts awake in his bed. And then in the kitchen, Audrey's making breakfast at the stove, and everyone's coming in, and Marcus offers Venus a mimosa, so their friendship is healing.
He's like, yeah, I'll take a mimosa. I'm ready to, like, shake some ass.
Venus.
Okay, relax. You're in Wonder.
Natalie's ankle is swollen because I haven't used this side of the house, so I didn't even know there were stairs there. And then we see her running to get something last night and tumbling down the stairs. But she did know that there were stairs there because she made it down the first couple fine. It was like on the fourth step that you just heard the tumble.
I like she acts like it's a blender. I haven't used it before, so I wasn't familiar with the full operations of the side of the house. It's like it's a staircase.
But like, that is how they a lot of places blenders. Remember, is that why you're saying that? Remember when they're like, "Oh my God, it's a blender. How does a blender work? What do I do? How do I do it? Is it doing? Oh my God, look how fast it made a smoothie. It's a blender.
It's a blender." But it's just funny because, like, there's a lot of places in life that you go to that you've never been to before, and you don't fall down the staircases. Oh my God, guys, I went to a new parking garage today. I fully fell down the staircase because I'd never been to it before. So it was a learning curve.
Yeah. You need warning signs now for staircases everywhere because one person fell. So they're going to be like, oh my God, you have a staircase in your house? I hope that there are. I have this area of my house where you're walking on kind of a deck to come to the front door. And there's water pipes coming out, you know, like for the hose and stuff. And so there's a square cut around it. And I had a party over here and this lady just kept going, we can't have the party here. I said, why not? She said, because there's like a giant hole in the middle of the deck and people can fall in and die. I was like, it's all the way to the side of the, it's pretty obvious it's there. We need to put something around it. I said, you think that people are so stupid, they're just going to walk into a hole? Why would they be walking that close to the wall anyway? But they were so terrified of this hole. People have just gotten too stupid to live. You know, you have to put
that hole. It's a little scary, Ronnie.
It's not scary. Fucking wussy people. Jesus. Those people just falling. You're the people who just walk into traffic on your phones. You know, everybody complaining about my hole.
I'm just saying it's a little scary. I have visions of, but I'm a scaredy cat. Honestly, I'm very much a scaredy cat. So I'm like, I see something that could potentially be like a twisted ankle or a broken leg. And I'm like, kill it with fire. You know, I'm like, I'm like pressed up against the railing, trying to sidling by it as if I'm on a ledge. So, you know,
I live dangerously. I live with holes in my deck. You're all going to have to learn to live it or lose it. Get out of here. So now, we've just seen Natalie tumble down the stairs and Venus is like, oh my God, I could like relive last night for like the rest of my life. That was amazing. I had so much fucking fun. I got to make out with everybody.
Yeah, it was so fun. And Venus is like, last night was like fucking wild. I swapped saliva with all of these bitches. We see flashback to like all that kissing that happened. And then Venus is like, Natalie was my least favorite kisser though, because she like stuck her strawberry tongue down my mouth. Gross. Now Natalie's like, I wasn't trying to be a good kisser. I was like trying to assert my dominance as his best friend by sticking my tongue down his mouth. That's it.
He's like, yeah. And then Natalie and Jason hooked up. And then of course, like Shane had to like share some disturbing shit from his past. And then we see Shane and he's like, yeah, I lost my virginity in a sewer. That was pretty fun. They're like, how'd you get in the sewer? He's like, you know, storm drains. Yeah, that's pretty much how I did it.
Did he bang Pennywise? What happened? Was it a Ninja Turtle? Is it a Shredder?
Every what time Shane opens his mouth, it's something else. It's like, what?
Yeah, that's how I got shot, because I was having sex in the sewer.
So Venus is like, I lost my virginity in a cemetery, so I really can't say much. I don't know what's going on with these people. So everyone is eating around an island, and Marcus is like, so does anyone feel like we should be able to put away some wine? You think we can put away some wine? I'm like, have you stopped putting away the wine? You were like sloshed already.
So they're going to like put on cute outfits. And Natalie's like, yeah, for our first day in Paso, we're going to hit up a couple of wineries on a part. Or for our last day, sorry. We're going to hit up wineries on a party bus. And I called my dad and he wouldn't prescribe me anything stronger for my foot. So funny. I was like, Dad, my foot hurts. Will you give me a prescription? He was like, tits.
Yeah, I hope if I drink enough wine, I won't feel the pain anymore. So they're like deciding on dresses. Natalie and Audrey are deciding on dresses. And Audrey is like, you know what? What you're wearing is like sort of giving how to lose a guy in 10 days. Oh my God, that's hilarious. I love that. Let's wear hair. So people are doing hair and stuff. And Demi is like, I'm gonna get ready in literally 3 minutes, everyone. And if I'm a second later, just remember, I fucking hate you all. Stay away from my mushrooms.
So then Jason comes up and he's like, hey, let's do something with that double-sided dildo I brought. The fuck? So, of course, the OnlyFans guy has brought a double-sided dildo now. And it's a huge one. And they're like, oh, my God, I've got to whip that dick out. So all the guys are playing with it. And Venus is like, oh, my God, that's so girthy. I should use it as a phone case.
And they're just like flopping it at each other. Right. They're just like playing and throwing it around and just being like, they're just being like boys at that point. And Venus is like, I've definitely seen one this big before because my first boyfriend was a Puerto Rican boy. Oh. And now the dildo's in the common area room and it's being tossed all around, which then means now the girls are going to walk in and squeal and be like, oh my God, that's so much. And basically that's what happens because it's Angelica. Of course, Angelica is the one who walks in. She's like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. What did I walk into? Oh my God, some OnlyFans strategy meeting? What?
And Shane says, it gets smaller, I swear. You see this thing, girl? Imagine this 3 times smaller. That's what you're in for, boo.
So Angelica's horrified. And there's more dildo stuff happening. And then Shane is holding it on his crotch. Then Jason's behind. They're just doing all sorts of stuff with this dildo. You know,
they make it a hot dog. They put it in, like, put ketchup and mustard on it and put it in a bun. And Natalie's like, this is why I date older men. So now we're on the party bus. Everybody's partying. Chris is wrapping his arm around Audrey. And Shane's with Angelica. Everyone's coupled up. Kim's back with Marcus. And she's like, babe, you got to touch me like you like me. Like, look at all these couples. And he's like, what? We're the ones who have, like, really been together. We're, like, together forever. We don't touch each other anymore. That's just how it works, guys. Learn the ropes.
He's spitting facts, though, guys.
So they arrive at Dove Vineyards, and they show up.
It's pronounced Dow.
And Dow. D-A-O-U.
My family member's named Dow. Yes.
Dow? And spelled in that way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it a Lebanese name or is it not?
It is for my family. It is for my family. That's for sure. So the party bus rolls up to the vineyard and they get some rosé. And the guy who works there is, you know, introducing the wines and stuff. And Audrey's like, it's gorgeous. It's like I'm in a movie. Like, I feel like if Chris is going to start becoming more romantic, this is the place to do it. A winery.
I don't know what's going on with Audrey, but this whole Chris needs to be more romantic storyline, they're kind of grafting onto her. You guys only just started to hook up like an episode ago, and now you're like expecting grand romantic gestures. I mean, he's an OnlyFans guy from Jersey. I mean, what are you really expecting out of this? I mean,
he's a West Hollywood leader.
You should be happy.
He's like a guy who showed up from Marina to do your TV show for the fan. Like, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Audrey. You're not finding romance at Vanderpump Rules. Okay. You're not in Bridgerton. Never seen Bridgerton actually, but I assume there's romantic things that happen there. But it's
expecting to get a boyfriend from being on Vanderpump Rules is like expecting to get a really good culinary experience from Sir. That's not why people go there. You're here for the wrong reasons, okay? To use some bachelor speak on you.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now Natalie's like, oh my God, this is the best pepper I've ever had. This is like a winery pepper. It's totally different than other peppers.
It's like literally the best pepper. Like, I wish my dad could give me a prescription for more peppers because it's so good. Demi's like, I am so happy right now. Can you guys see? Can you guys see from my frown how happy I am? I'm like out of control happy. Oh my God. Just
oh my God, Shane, did you know that oysters are like an aphrodisiac? He's like, really? Will I not need my Viagra then if I eat some oysters?
So I have some oysters, and Angelica's really into Shane. She's like, Shane has been really open about the fact that he has ED, so I'm hoping these oysters will help to prepare him for my oyster.
Like, Angelica, why does it not bother you that he needs to use Viagra, but it bothered you that Jason had a penis pump?
Like, with Jason, it's kind of like, if you go to the Olympics and you're using steroids, like, why are you even doing that? But, like, Shane has been through war. He went through model war. He needs this.
So then Natalie's like, guys, I have an announcement. Okay, I just want to say it was, like, so nice to see you, Venus, and you, Marcus, come together last night. I know it was, like, a little romantic, and we all were getting romantic, but, like, I just, like, really enjoyed you guys having your connection again. So now they're, Demi's like, drunk.
Well, I also really enjoyed watching the cousins come together on the internet. So thank you.
I really enjoyed that. Like, I'm having the best time. Marcus is like, yeah, I feel the same way. It feels good. I mean, this weekend has been, like, a good opportunity for us to get back to a place where we were at before, and Kim says I can be nice to you again, so I'm going to be nice to you, Venus.
I love you, Marcus. Like, I know shit's been insane. Like, certain things you just know, you just rub me wrong sometimes, but, like, at the end, like, you're my bitch, okay? And I fucking love you. That's just how it is, because I'm a fucking lover, okay?
Yeah, and you know what? You could also say the same thing about, like, Marcus and Venus for Demi and Natalie and Kim. Like, it was, like, a little rocky the first night, but to see you guys all getting along, I was just like, wow. Like, it felt almost romantic. Right, Chris? Romance? And Kim is like, yeah, you know, it just, like, it takes me a little bit longer, so I apologize to you, Natalie, for, like, harboring for maybe, like, a little too long, because, like, I do love you.
Oh, my God, I love you, too. Like, a lot. Like, I love you so much.
No, I love,
you almost as much as I love that pepper.
I'm like a different beast. I'm like a different species. I'm like different, you know? Because, like, I'm not crazy out of nowhere. Like, this type of crazy was passed down to me from a sacred light of women. My grandmother, my mother, shout out to Aunt Lydia. They're all crazy bitches. So that's where I got it from. Sacred craziness, you know? I just want to be understood. That's all I want, be understood.
And Jason's like, okay, guys, well, I'm going to open up now. Work is, like, stressful for me. It's hard. Like, I'm not the best server or the best guy at work. And they all just go, yeah. Demi goes, yeah, like, whoa. We know.
Bombshell.
So they start cracking up, and we get a montage of Jason just being terrible. Like, what do you mean you put food into a computer? Computers don't eat. So then we come back to the winery, and Demi is like, yeah, so who told you you're bad at your job? Like, that's so funny. Did you learn to read whiteboards?
No, you don't have to tell me, but I'm just, you know, having so much fun here with you guys. And Angelica, with whatever bullshit that has happened with us, this trip, I wasn't really thinking about that. I know we don't talk much, but I hope we can drop that stuff and just move on. She's like,
wait, does someone from OnlyFans want me to move? Like, gross. I don't move like that. What?
Yeah, she's like, I don't know that I'll ever be comfortable with the cousins knowing what I know about when they do with each other, but, like, I will try because Shane asked me to. We're basically married now. And So Marcus is like, yeah, you're awesome. It's like a loving moment. Everybody's like, I love you, man. I love you. I love you, man. So
they're like, okay. Yeah. They're like, then Marcus is like, guys, we've done enough therapy for today. Let's go do some more freaky shit at the winery. Whatever. Yeah.
So they're giving Natalie shit for basically dry humping the eyebrow twin. And she's like, well, I'm just, like, sexual, but my romantic life is complicated, so it's not my priority. But, like, you made me feel good about myself, Jason. So thank you. Thank you. And they're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. You know what, guys? Let's do a group photo with the winery owners. Like, okay, cool. So they all get in line, do this group photo. And Angelica's, like, squatting on the ground. So Jason walks by. She goes, squat next to me, you little small man. And he's like, whoa, you're corny as fuck. Yeah, sit down there by yourself, corny.
So corny. He gets all upset because he got called small. Short guys hate being called short. They hate it.
Right.
What's wrong with a short guy? I love a short king.
I love a short king too, but that was obnoxious of Angelica. They don't have that, like, joke, that joking relationship yet. So for her to do that is, like, I think it's pretty rude.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. So Jason's like, yeah, you're corny. So he's mad. And Chris is like, why are you mad? He's like, she's corny. She was like, don't sit next to me, you little small man. And I was like, but I wasn't trying to sit next to you. So he took it the wrong way. He thought she was saying, don't sit next to me, shorty.
Right.
And she was saying, no, come sit next. Come squat with me, little tiny she person. Said,
you're a short person that I want to be around, not you're a short person that I don't want to be around.
Right. Like you're a short person in a nice way, not like you're a short. It's like, you know, my cousin who tells me, hey, you fat bitch. It's so good to see you, you know?
Yeah.
I love her. So Jason's talking to Natalie and he's like, yeah, I'm not going to let that affect my character. I'm just going to like chill back here a minute with you and I'm going to cool down.
Oh, yeah. Don't let it affect your
character. Really upset. It's not going to affect my character for sure.
Now, excuse me while I rub up my cousin again naked. So Jason and Natalie just stay back and everything. And now we go to West Hollywood for World Dog Day, or also known as Wadidada. So we're at the West Hollywood Park, and it's the whole event that we've seen before many times, and dogs are everywhere, and Lisa's telling us, World Dog Day is one of my favorite days of the year. It's like my birthday times 1,000 in doggy years. Over the years, this has grown exponentially. We've saved thousands of dogs, except for one very sad dog whose name shall not be mentioned but rhymes with Pussy. Anyway, I think we're very well respected in the rescue community.
Yeah. I love dogs. I see them walking down the street and I say, hello, little dog. I don't even know the owner's names because I never bother to ask. It's only about the dogs. I saw a poodle last week and I said, you, little poodle, come here. Look at mama in her eye. You will not be turned into a sandwich in China. Do you understand me?
Oh, look. Here comes a sad dog right now. It's Tom Schwartz, everyone. So Tom comes by. He's like, hey, Lisa, which I think this is the first time we've seen an elder cast member cross back over to this reboot. And he's like, oh, Lisa, I love you. I miss you. My new job is just to show up on shows at random times. How's it going?
I'm just here to ensure that I get my 2% of Tom Toms. Like, oh, Thomas Bahamas. I'm surprised that World Dog Day is just Tom. I mean, it used to be the whole cast of Vanderpump Rules. Why are they making it that the cast doesn't come to this anymore? I mean, not the old cast, but like, why isn't the new cast like,
are you going to support World Dog Day?
It's a pretty big deal. Pretty big.
Yeah, it is surprising that she did not call the whole cast in, but maybe she's like, I need a break from this bullshit. But also, I mean, it's like funny, you know, all the other people who used to show up who were like, this means so much for me. And then they're like nowhere to be found, like Lala, etc. So we have a moment. The mayor makes a little speech. And then Lisa's like, well, when we started this event, we had no idea how big it would be. This is now our 8th World Dog Day. So keep fighting the fight. Thank you all for coming. No autographs, please. Smoke bomb. I've disappeared.
Dogs just want to be loved and fed, like my husband, really. He's an old dog for sure. Ha, get it! So we cut to Ken, and Ken really is just like,
Donut, I've got Donut here. There's a really good dog, really love Donut. Tried to eat Donut, actually, recently. Took out my teeth and everything, actually. Chipped a gum on Donut. That hurt.
Knock your spark out. Back in the party bus, they're having fun times. Jason's grinding on Natalie, and now his shirt is off, and they're doing all the fun stuff. And Demi's like, this is so unprofessional. Great time.
Oh my God, your waiters, get over it. I like that Demi's always acting like they're a delegation, you know, going to another country. Like, we really need to work on international laws here. I need everybody to be super professional. Your waiters and fucking sir, okay? You're about to be replaced by a little robot box from Uber Eats. Just, you can dance on a bus.
I know. And then Shane and Audrey are like dancing, and then Shane bumps into Audrey and she has like a glass of red wine that just goes splattering all over Natalie. It's kind of amazing. Like, it's on her face. It's on her dress. She literally looks like someone just hacked up a body right in front of her and splattered on her face. It was like the end of Fargo.
It's giving murder, so like, oh, which God. I love. Yeah, so now they go to another winery, and this is Tobin James Cellars. So they go in there, they get some more wine, of course. And Tobin, the wine guy, is like, if your drinking buddies call me Toby, you better spank them and call me Tobin, because that's my name. Tobin James, guys. Enjoy the wine. Come for the wine, stay for the jokes. Tobin.
Yeah. So then he's like, we're going to go drink over here. So they drink over. He takes them to like the wine room with all the casks and everything. Like, this is so cool. It's like, this is where the miracles happen, and this is where we make wine. So Jason's like, bro, hey, Chris, I'm about to pop off on Angelica in a minute. Have my back. She put down my OnlyFans and never even said, I'm sorry. I tried to make amends with her at the table, and then she shot me down and said some shit. That's what's on my mind, bro.
She put down my OnlyFans. She better watch out, bro. You better have my back. She put down my OnlyFans. He's like, all right, bro, I gotcha. He's like, yeah, it's very clear Angelica's trying to get a reaction out of Jason. Well, good luck. He's had me inside of him. Barely even blinked. So I think she just ignore it because, you know, who gives a fuck what she thinks anyway? So they're getting some more wine and stuff. And Shane's like, whoa, me and Angelica made out. That got me a little hard. Not going to lie. She's like, I want to help you with that journey.
Because they're like fully making out while this guy's like pouring wine for everyone. They're doing their chasing notes. Like, well, there's notes of blueberry and like an oaky finish. And they're like.
Hold on, Tobin. I almost got a boner. Didn't get one. Okay, well, I'll keep trying.
Right. Came close, but didn't quite get there. Hey, guess what? My ED journey, you already are the statue that gets the job done. She's like, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. She's like, oh, give me 4 days. She's like, what's in 4 days? I get a boob job.
Wow, she jumped quickly to that. I thought that would be season two, but nope. She's like, yeah. Mid-season boob job. I'm doing it right now. And she says she's wanted boobs since she was 13, which is funny because that's when I got mine. And she's like, when all my friends hit puberty, I didn't, and I thought they would come, but they never came. And like, I'm older now. I want to be sexy instead of cute.
So, it was a beautiful, beautiful story. We saw a picture of her young.
It was
sad.
We saw like the Olympic smiling story. She's like, when I was young, it's just like dun 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 dun. Angelica running and trying her best. Like, and finally, I'm getting a boob job. It's like the torch is lit.
She's been through so much, guys. So Tobin's like, all right, guys, I think it's time for some food. So they all sit down. There's like a spread, etc. And Jason's like, wait a second, I have to talk to Angelica really quick. This has been long overdue. Today, when we were going to take a picture, you said, come sit next to me, little man. You said that like a backhanded comment. I didn't like that. She's like,
it was meant to be endearing. It was supposed to highlight the fact that you're shorter than the average man, which makes you a little bit less, literally less of a man, but like you're supposed to smile when I say it. Don't you get it?
He's like, well, if I said to you, like, give me a hug, little tits, I don't think you'd like that. Yeah, I don't. What the fuck? It's with the guys on this show.
Give me a hug, little tits.
Jeez, fucking man. It's like, it was meant to be nice. Like, I was like hurt by the lack of communication when I was getting to know you, and like coming out of my breakup, I just needed honesty because I was dealing with a lot of things. And he's like, yeah, but you started to judge my career. She's like, but you weren't honest about your career. And goes, don't interrupt me, okay? Like, you don't have enough tokens to interrupt me right now.
And she's like, wait, hold on. And Jason's like, look, we wanted to be friends. And there's like nothing wrong with that.
You know what? I'm good. I'm going to get myself out of this situation because drama is a turnoff for me. Okay. I'm not going to get a boner with drama or no drama, actually. Both situations, no boner. But I've seen people in rehab with better conflict resolution than these morons.
I'm not getting a boner either way, but I'll tell you this much. They have Galaga inside. Bye-bye. So he goes to play video games, and Jason's like, there's nothing wrong with your choices, but I don't like that you ridiculed me for having OnlyFans. And I know this dick pump thing and everything, like, it bothered you, but, like, you talked about it to everybody. Like, what's that? Like, you're coming from my dick pump? You're coming from my OnlyFans? What's next? You're going to make fun of my double dildo? That's a work expense.
She's like, I've never even talked about your penis pump. And then we have like a very long and lengthy penis pump montage where she's like, penis pump, penis pump, penis pump, penis pump, penis pump.
It's so funny. Like way more together all of her penis pumps. That shit was funny. And Jason's like, well, I don't give a fuck what you think. And she says, well, I don't judge you for anything. As long as I judge you. Yes, you do. Of course you do. Come on, stop it.
Yeah. And Demi's like, Angelica, just own up to what you said. She's like, I haven't said anything. And we see a flashback to her 2 days ago being like, oh my God, what a crazy incestuous duo. Like, gross. And Audrey's like, so what is she saying then? Angelica's like, so, okay, Israel had shown me and like you and Chris were like very intimate with each other. And then they're like, Audrey's like, okay, so like, what was the thing that you thought was intimate? And Jason's like, yeah, tell me, because like, I want to know, because I know what I do in my OnlyFans, so say what it was. And she's like, well, I want to be honest with you. He's like, yeah, well, I'll pull up the post right now and I'll show the whole fucking world. I've got this post wide open.
You've like all got 50 asshole. Bucks on you, right? Okay, let's get to scrolling. This shit ain't free. I'm surprised that the girl, I mean, Audrey is like, this is my man. How dare you? Tell us what was intimate. Like, she's getting all mad. I'm surprised the other girls who saw it weren't like, okay, you guys, listen, Israel sent us the thing. He told us at lunch or whatever, and he showed us the video. Like, they're right. Acting like it was all just her, and that's not really fair. I mean, she has been the most judgmental about it. And she does go a little cray-cray in this episode, but especially Demi, because Demi's always like, I don't give a fuck. I'll say anything. Why didn't Demi just say like, yeah, Israel showed us. We all, you know, like three of us saw it.
Well, what was so shocking to me, quote unquote shocking, was that Angelica then says, well, I read the description of like that you guys were doing stuff to each other. And that she says, in my opinion, that was deemed as incestuous. And then she says, I didn't watch the video, so I can't confirm it. So I'm like, wait a second. All this time, Angelica hadn't even seen the video. I totally thought she had sat there and watched the video. She had merely just read the description. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think only Demi watched it. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, that's what we
and
learned.
And so Natalie's like, but then why did you say that? And she said, because the caption was crazy, you guys. Like, you don't even understand. And Chris is like, Angelica is about to start a war. And he's like, and I wish she had read the description because, you know, she's got a screenshot of it and just be like, you guys, wouldn't you think this is, I mean, I think she has a case to make here. I think she was being a judgmental asshole, first of all. So she should apologize for that. But if she was like, look, I'm seeing some guy, I'm into this guy, then Israel shows me this video of you lubing up your cousin. And this is the caption. I opened up my cousin's asshole and lubed up his big, huge cock, and we got our saggy balls. Like, hello, you wouldn't think that's a little weird? Sorry, I talked to the girls about it. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, she should have just stood in that. And then Jason's like, first of all, I'm proud of my OnlyFans content. Please subscribe. Check it the fuck out. Secondly, what me and Chris did, massaging each other, is not incestuous. I mean, did I put his dick in my mouth? Maybe. Did he put his dick in my butt? Maybe. Not incestuous. Not like we touch each other in a sexual way, just penetrated a little bit.
She said, yeah, but the caption said lubing each other up and spreading each other's assholes. And goes, okay, well, I'll show you right now because we're not spreading assholes. Like, I have the video. But see, he's purposely being tricky here because she said the caption. And he's like, well, we didn't do that in the video, though. And he says, like, look, he explains the video. He's like, I'm lying on a table. A massage therapist is there, massages me. Then Chris gets it. And then my other friend gets a massage, too. And so then we go and we take a shower together and we rub each other's backs. Big deal.
Big deal. So then Chris tells us, big deal. Chris goes, I mean, the whole point of the caption is to get you to pay for the video. Sometimes it could be a little misleading. I'm like, well, that's not good. If someone comes in there and is like, oh, I want to see some cousins like looping each other up and spreading their assholes. And all you're doing is just like taking a shower and then like patting each other's backs. I would be like, give me my money back.
I know they're mad that they're too dirty and we're mad that they're not like spreading each other's buttholes because that's what we were promised in the caption. You know,
people are paying money for this. You can't lie to the people.
We're all mad for different reasons. I love that the gays have the real priority straight. We're like, no, that's not the problem. Isn't that you were fucking your cousin. The problem is that you weren't fucking your cousin. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you're like, you should do exactly what's in the caption. If you can't live up to your caption, and you shouldn't be on OnlyFans.
He's like, it's the marketing technique. You know, sales.
You know, sales. Hello.
And then it cuts to Kim. She goes, I don't think I understand sales. I guess I don't get it.
What I like is that they probably took that from an entirely different part of the season. Like, yeah. Kim, do you understand sales? Which ones? Like with money or with boats? Either. No, they both confuse me.
Well, I mean, Demi watched it. She watched it. And Demi's like, I was traumatized. Wait, you didn't think it was hot? What the fuck is wrong with you? And she's like, no. And Natalie's like, I want to see it. I want to see it. Is it still free? Like, could you still you log in through your account? I'm not paying.
Audrey gets mad. Audrey Mads. She's like, it's not fucking funny. This is ridiculous. Okay, OnlyFans is serious. Okay, this is serious. You know, marketing and sales. It's important. So she walks away angry about the OnlyFans situation. And she's like, you haven't even seen the video and you're not even seeing Jason anymore. And I thought you were obsessed with Shane. So what the hell, man? Angelica's like, well, I wish you would have warned me. Jason's like, but like, why would I tell you that? We were on a friend's basis. Mark's like, it's not like you fell for a guy and then found out he had an OnlyFans and then you're doing cheating. Like, you already knew. I was like, I don't know.
She's like, but that is exactly what happened, actually. That is what happened. And he goes, wait, you're saying you fell in love with me? Oh, God. Fell for a guy and falling in love is not the same thing. Although from what we find out later, yes, maybe she did. So Marcus is like, you know, like Angelica's the type of girl you buy her a drink and she's going to start planning the wedding. Like you ask her out on a date and she's like thinking about kids, you know, and you like me. I love you. I love you. Look, she is a little she gets really weird in this episode with Shane, but I don't know. I think dating some guy and then finding out how he has an OnlyFans and then it being upped to like he's doing shit with his cousins. I mean, I think she should have just been like, it's weird and I gossiped about it. Sorry if it offended you.
She should have been. But like Angelica does not have that emotional maturity. And every week we start to realize that she's more and more of a mess. When she came on, I thought she was going to be like the chill one, the smart one of the group, who's going to be like, these people are all crazy. But as the season has gone on, Angelica is actually the craziest of this group, which is a great journey for us. But she does not have those tools to deal with it. She's, I don't know what tools she does have, but they're the wrong ones in every situation.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Venus is like, well, the incestuous comment, that is character assassination. No, it's they're literally doing sexual stuff together on OnlyFans. It's not character assassination.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to be part of this conversation anymore. So she runs off and Chris is like, Demi, on a real level, why would you just have asked us first? Demi's like, I had no idea this was a thing. And so now they're all like obsessed. Angelica goes inside and Shane's just like playing pinball. And, or like a video game, I should say. And Angelica's like, oh my God, like, damn, they were just like holding me to the fire. Like, I just don't share the same opinion as everyone else. And that's fine. But like, I can't even like keep staying in an environment where I'm like constantly in the wrong for a situation. Like, I truly like, it like doesn't even matter. And he's like, yeah. Sorry, I hate the drama. Gotta just focus on Super Mario over here.
Yeah, he was just staring at the screen, like trying to be like, maybe if I ignore this, she will just walk away, you know? Yeah. And so he's immediately like soft. Yeah. Well, softer. He's like,
I'm wondering with Angelica, like if there's more stressors with getting close to her than not, because this is a lot.
So then he goes outside. She walks off all upset. So he goes outside and finds Jason. And he's like, so you're having some disagreements, huh? And they're like, where the fuck were you? He's like,
I was playing video games.
So Angelica comes up and Jason's like, okay, we talked about this enough. We owned our OnlyFans shit. And we said what we said. And we do what we do. And I'm out.
So they're like, okay. So I was just like, can I say something? Okay, you've known Jason for like less than a week. You let a financial thing that he does influence you. She's like, can you let me speak? Okay.
Well, I just don't want him to tell what he thinks is the truth, but it's like not the truth. He's like incestuous.
And she's like, can I speak? I never wanted to know about this. Okay. Ignorance is bliss. And I've never fucking asked what they've done because I don't care. But now that it was brought up in front of my fucking face, I'm like, what was in the video? What was in it?
Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is ignorant. Why would you stay ignorant on purpose with somebody that you're dating? This is crazy. Stop being stupid. Mm-hmm. And stop immediately jumping towards the man, too. He just called her little tits. That's not cool either.
Yeah.
I think all the girls are being weird here. I'm not saying that they should be like, oh, wow, she's being judgmental and that's great. But it's kind of weird that they're not even copying to any of the like giggling and stuff over the videos if they all weren't judging it. And Demi even says, like, I'm not going to lie. I was judging him, too. I'm still judging him.
Just like there were like four guys, a massage table, ass, dicks, all the usual things. It was hilarious. But just like he made that video before we even see each other. So like, why would you want to watch a video of the guy like you're currently seeing doing things he did before he even met you? Like, I don't find that description incestuous. And if I'm the only one like trying to get to know them like right now, if anyone should care, it's me. And like, I don't care. So why do you care? Right?
Why are you the only one that gets to care about? Like, listen, if you put some OnlyFans shit up there, other people are going to see it and say something about it. It's just how it is. It's like anything else you do, you know, if my friends make fun of my podcast, which they have, like, what am I going to do? It's there. It's public knowledge, you know?
Well, so Angelica finally does sort of lean into her judgment right here.
Yeah, she's like, my point is when he asked me why I'm judging him and why I don't like him is because that was incestuous, period. And she's like, well, that's a big term. You don't even know the basis of it. She's like, yeah, I know what incest is, okay? And if you say spreading assholes in the caption and then you post a video of it and she goes, oh, you saw the video? And she goes, Demi did. She goes, exactly. You didn't even see it, so shut the fuck up. Incest isn't words. Like,
but also, like, you didn't see the video either. So you, like... maybe Angelica shouldn't be acting with authority as if she's seen the video if she hasn't, but you also are acting it with authority and you haven't seen the video, you know? So Angelica's like, go watch the video and find out for yourself. So now the guys are like in the parking lot and they're smoking cigarettes. They're all
But also, and correct me if I'm wrong, I just have a question. Because Angelica didn't even bring this up, right? Wasn't she just laughing with the girls about it? Did Jason hear about it and that's why he's bringing it up in front of the group?
I'm trying to track it.
Cause I feel like she said, I'm not going to tell. She's like, I'm getting along with Audrey and it's not my business. So I'm just not going to tell her on this trip about that video. So the girls I thought didn't tell her about it.
I don't remember how it got out, to be honest.
So now the guys are smoking and talking about all this stuff. And Marcus is like, yeah, I'm not trying to judge her, but like, she's not the one for you, my man. She's just not the one. She sucks. So now Audrey is mad and she's like pointing at Angelica and she's like, you didn't even watch a fucking video. You don't even know what the word incestuous means.
Which is, by the way, this is kind of amazing TV right here.
It is.
I do know what incestuous means. So they get up and Demi's like, I really love you, Angelica, but you have a lot more shit. You had a lot more shit to say when we were alone. And I don't like that shit. Okay. If you have judgments about incest, you should say it out loud right now.
Yeah, but then Demi's such a hypocrite because she had a lot more to say, too. She was totally grossed out by that. And she even says right now, she's like, yeah, I mean, she needs to be really real with Jason and just admit that she judged him. And we can all move on because I'm not going to lie. I'm also judging Jason and I will continue judging Jason after this. OK, but you're being quiet, too. So why is that OK?
Because she wasn't challenged on it. And Jason was like, you were being judgy about my incest video. And then Angelica's saying like, no, I wasn't being judgy, but she was. Whereas Demi never pretended like she wasn't being judgy about the incest.
She is right now when she's saying, oh, go ahead and speak about it. If you know, speak in your truth and stand in your truth and be honest about it. And if you feel that way, then own up to it and blah, blah, blah. When then she goes behind his back and she's like, yeah, I'm judging it too. Well, if we're all being like, so honest, then go ahead. He confronted her publicly and you basically made it sound like you didn't have anything to do with it until your name was brought up. And then you said as little as possible to stay out of it. So
I think that, I think she just didn't want to be part of it because she thinks it's stupid and they have to work, guys. And I think that basically if Jason did turn to Demi, she'd be like, yeah, I think it is weird and creepy. But since she's like, she saw it as like, this is something between Angelica and Jason, then I'm going to stay out of it. I think Angelica should have just called for, she should have been like, Demi, I mean, you thought it was weird too, right? And then Demi could have been like, yeah, I thought it was really weird. But like,
she did bring Demi into it and say she saw it and this and that. But the fight was, Demi just like said as little as, I mean, my only point is if you're going to say right now that you're judging it and you think it's fucking weird, for you to be going after somebody and saying, well, you should just say it then, is a little hypocritical.
Kim was there too, by the way. Kim actually offered nothing.
See, I knew someone else was there, but.
Yeah, Kim was there. It was the three of them in the room.
I didn't even clock it was Kim because Kim, bless her heart.
She comes from a long line of ladies who are silent about incest. So now we're back at the winery and everyone rounds up to get back in the bus. And now Angelica's crying And she's crying in Shane's lap on the bus. And, you know, he's like, I can't wait to get back to my washing machine. My true love of my life. So they're all there. They're all tired. And Chris is asking Audrey if she's okay. She's like, yeah, it's just been like a lot, you know. And then she sees, Audrey sees Angelica crying. So she goes over to Angelica in the bus. She hugs her. And she's basically like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Never worth losing, crying over incest. She's like, look, a friend is defined by trust and respect. And Angelica doesn't give me that. But I'm going to be a girl. I'm going to be a good girl. And I'm going to be a good societal member. I'm going to be a girl to her. So she basically takes care of her.
So then Shane's like, hey, wow. So Angelica's talking and she's like, well, it's not even just a situation we were talking about. It's just like a lot going through a breakup. And I'm like looking to Shane for comfort, but he's not my ex. And Shane's like, does she not see me right here? Cause like, yeah, this is like, she's far too attached to me right now. Like, but at the same time being attracted to Jason while at the same time being attached to her ex, that's a lot of attaching. Yeah. Yeah, I'm dumping this girl.
Mm-hmm. He is so done. He's like, yeah,
to Angelica, men are life jackets, and she doesn't know how to swim.
So everyone is just like tired. And Venus, then there's this moment where Venus like rests his head on Jason's lap. And Venus is like, honestly, you're great, Jason. He's like, thanks, bro. You too. He's like, I've dealt with so many bad people in my life. And every time I meet someone who's just nice, I'm like, oh. So then Jason has a monologue about his grandma. And he didn't realize his grandma was gay.
Dude, and, I'm so sick of the straight friend monologuing about the gay person they know. Like, every gay person has heard this from a straight person. I'm so over this monologue. It's like the, hey, I'm cool with gay people. I knew a gay person once and it sucked. For them, it's kind of a nice story. He was talking about his aunt being gay and how he found out and stuff. But I'm just like, okay. Every straight person comes up with their gay story. They're like, hey guys, I'm cool with you being gay, and here's why. Here's the biography of the gay person that I knew that one time.
Yeah, and so he tells a story about his grandma and how someone said to him like, hey, you know, it's cool that your grandma's gay, and he's like, she's not gay, like she has. Like a girlfriend, like, no, that's her best friend that she lives with. They're like, that's her girlfriend. So he's like, whoa.
It's not funny. It's probably exactly the opposite for the grandma. They're probably like, I love your gay grandson. She's like, he's not gay.
No, we saw him in a video with your other great grandson. So then he tells a story about how the grandma died from cancer, and it's really sad. He starts to sob because he loved her so much. It's really sweet. And so then Jason's like, yeah, so I don't judge anyone on what they like, you know? And Venus is like, wow, if anyone wants to judge me on being gay, I'd be like, bitch, I haven't even fucked in 7 years, dog. So if anything, judge me for being a virgin. And then they laugh and they make it back to the house.
I'm glad Jason doesn't judge people for being gay, because that's his target audience. Those are the people paying for that OnlyFans, you know? So they go back to the Airbnb, and Audrey's like, yeah, look, I think that girl's not. I mean, she's fine. She means well. She's a good person. And Shane's like, well, I do think she's a good person. It's just a lot. You know, I listened to what she said. I heard a lot of emotional maturity on your side of it, though, so that was good.
Yeah, you know, that girl's an emotionally fragile place. This is kind of the reason I don't commit, you know, because you're taking harmony away from my space. I'm trying to play Gavaga.
So, yeah. And
you're trying to play Gal Gadot? No, man, Galaga.
So Natalie comes in. She's naked because she's washing her dress. And I guess she ran out of other clothes. And so we see Natalie, she's just like, you know, walking around. She's like, this is my natural state. Yes. Oh my God. Like, and Audrey's like, oh my God, your tits are out. She's like, no, my tits aren't out. Yours are out just as much as mine. You're just covered by a little bit of lace.
So Angelica's crying in her room, and Kim and Natalie and Demi come in there, and they're like, it's okay. She's like, I haven't processed my feelings. And they're like, oh my God. You know, if you want to process them with Natalie, she's naked. So Natalie comes in and she's like, she's choking on something. And she's like, the reason I'm topless is because my dress is in a washing machine. Okay, guys. So whatever.
I'm just so embarrassed for crying.
Why are you embarrassed? Like, crying is not embarrassing. Being stupid is embarrassing. Oh, so you should be embarrassed. Sorry. Natalie's like, I've cried like so many times. You're like so pretty and your eyeliner is still on point, so you shouldn't be crying. She's like,
yeah, but breakups are hard, you know? I just want to be strong. And I've decided that I'm like going through a breakup now again.
So
Natalie's like, you're crying. You're crying because you just got like kind of told off in front of everybody, or now you're crying because of your boyfriend? I guess it's just once you start crying, you mix it all in there.
Right? I think that she knows I think she knows she lost this argument. She doesn't have any support. So she's pulling this, like, oh my God, you guys, it's really hard for me. I'm just going through so much because I'm going through a breakup right now, even though she's been broken up with this guy for like 6 months and they've been living together. But I think she's now going to that pool to curry sympathy. So,
so she says she misses her person. And Natalie's like, yeah, you miss your routine. Like, what's comfortable? Like, I miss having a dress. Am I crying? Am I crying right now?
I think that Jason and Shane might be just distractions for Angelica's pain over this breakup, because I've been there. I've done it. She should go to therapy. Therapy really helps. I'm like, is it helping you? I'm not sure. Angelica's like,
no matter what, I just want it tonight to be positive. I want to be positive right now.
And Demi's like, it's daylight. We are positive. Look at me. Am I not the most positive person you've ever met? Just look. Look at the way my face just is a straight line. So positive right now.
Yeah. So later, Shane comes in. She's alone now. She's still crying in bed. So he's like, so how you feeling? She's like, I'm better. And he's sitting in a chair by the bed. And she's like, you don't have to sit in the chair. You can come into the bed. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to sit in the chair. Okay, yeah, I'm just going to be right here. Okay. She's like, but don't be so quiet. Say something. He's like, well, you know, everything that happened made me wonder, like, where we headed, you know? Like, where? Because I feel like you're getting romantic with me is a really bad idea. She's like, oh, I'm being dumped again.
I don't want to get involved in that way because you know how my lifestyle is. I'm a model who's been shot, having sex in sewers. It's just a rough and tumble lifestyle. You're too good for me. I can't take you down here in this path. It's scary over here. Ha, be careful.
I literally ate a double-sided dildo for breakfast. So that was a trick, but I fell for it.
She's like, but you're my friend, right? Like, I love you being my friend. And like, I feel close to you and I love your honesty. But like, the closer I get to you, like, the more scared I feel, because like, I haven't felt that way since my last relationship.
He's like, yeah. I'm dumping you. So, yeah. I'm breaking up with you.
But yeah, but like, we're so close now. Like, we're getting married, right?
Then I'm breaking up with you, even though we weren't even dating, but I'm backing away from you.
Get in the bed. We can still make out. We can make out. They're right.
He's like, no, we will not be making out.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, not making out. No.
She's like, okay, fine. How dare he have boundaries?
He's like, yeah. In an ideal world, I was hoping that I'd just be a fun person she could like hang with and start over to get with her ex, you know, and like maybe she'd like me enough and then it would like end the warfare with Jason, you know, but then it just exploded.
And then she's like crying on the bed. She's like, we can't even make out. And then it closes up on his tattoo that says hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just like crossing it out.
He's like, do you see this? No hope. Does anybody have a Sharpie? Does anybody have a Sharpie? So she's like, but can we kiss one more time? And he's like, that's not how this works, little one. Okay.
So he leaves and he goes out to everybody else who's in the hot tub. And he's like, okay, guys, I ended things. I just told her the truth. You know, I was cordial to her. I think she'll grow. She's going to grow.
You know, she checked out my bicep, so I hope I left her with something positive.
And then Chris is now suddenly like, yeah, I mean, I'm like not even like that upset. Like, I mean, I don't dislike her that much. I'm like, all you've been doing for the past 5 weeks on this show has been talking shit about Angelica. He's like, yeah, no, it's fine. That's fine. You know? And so they're all playing and having fun. And then she like comes and joins. And then they're like, oh, okay. So it gets like awkward. And Shane's like,
ha, anyway, the weather's really nice right now.
Ugh, awkward. Why'd you have to do that? So now she feels even worse. And he tells us,
yeah, I'm familiar with her tricks. I think I'm going to have to break up with her again in the morning.
He knows what's coming. So
she's like, I've never been more more uncomfortable in my life. Like, but maybe I shouldn't share a hot tub with two of my ex-flings, right?
So pretty much everyone gets out of the hot tub. They're like, okay, way to ruin it, Angelica. Boring.
So then Audrey's like, you know, now I'm curious about the video. And a way, like, in the way that anyone should be curious about Santa Claus. Like, I know it's there, but I don't want to go looking for it. Like, who searches for Santa Claus?
So she gets into bed with Chris and he's like, how you feeling about today? And she's like, it just was like, it felt intense, but I just want to focus on like us and work and things that are like more important, like you being more romantic. And he's like, yeah, I agree. He's like, I think a lot of girls would be concerned over the video, and the fact that Audrey isn't just shows how mature she is and like how she can really cares about what's important, which is what we have, a very important 5-day-old relationship between waiters and waitresses.
So now, Angelica is in a room, like messing with a curling iron and, it's like dangling from the cord and she goes, oh my God, it's like Shane's limp dick. It's like, oh my God. So this is her pattern, you know, she doesn't get her way. And then she turns, she just starts bad mouthing the dude. So, now Shane is getting naked out of the shower, which that made up for it. Like whatever you said about his limp dick, that butt's still there. And so Angelica's like, yeah, like he basically told me he can't be that person for me and I need to find somebody else. And she's like, it's Demi. And she's like, well, I'm sorry you're hurt, but like, I don't know, like, you know, he doesn't believe in love. Like, look, Shane's hot. Like, I'd fuck Shane, but then I'd never talk to him again. You need to think like that.
Yeah. She goes, so should I like not go to his room tonight? And she's like, are you serious?
You think he means it?
She's like, no, I wouldn't go to his room. And if he wants you there, he'll come find you. Please don't do this. Please. I'm begging you, woman to woman, do not go in that room. Absolutely fucking not. Like, that's even a question. I didn't think Angelica's night could get any sadder. But if she goes into the room of the guy who just literally dumped her, I am like horrified.
But don't you think he was just trying to be a bigger person? She's like, no, do not go into that man's room, okay? Do not do it. She goes, okay, well, fuck my happiness. Who needs to be happy then? So now it's the next morning, and it's a mess, you know? It's like the typical Bravo, like, look at this glass half full on a coffee table. Dun, dun, dun. So they're just like making small talk and stuff. And Shane's like, ooh, my night was okay. I mean, I ended things last night, but then I woke up to this text this morning. We see. Why did you lock your door last night? You up? Oh, no. No, Angelica, no.
And he knew. He knew. He locked his door because he knew what was going to happen next. And just so sad that she was there. Like, not only that, like, she tried the door, but that then she texted him afterwards and said, are you up?
Oh.
So Shane's like, yeah, she hit me with a you up. And I saw that she now is like, what is happening, bro? What is happening? Chris is like, bro, she's giving like stage 5 Klinger vibes. Okay. Don't go anywhere because I'll find you. You know what I'm
like
saying?
You're making him like a Jersey Shore guy now. Chris is like, bro, watch it, bro.
Stage 5 Klinger coming in.
It's like, yeah, there's no winning if I text you at all. Ha, ha, ha.
So they get in their cars. They're going to go leave. And they're making, first of all, making sure that the dildo is packed. It is. And Chris is joking that he's going to surprise Audrey with it one day. And Audrey's like, the dildo thing is a perfect example of how he's not ready to go to a deeper level. I'm like, or actually, is it the perfect example? Perfect way to
show actually, it's an level. Arm length dildo. So I don't think there is a deeper level. It'll be coming out your throat.
She's like, I want flowers. I don't want you to use a dildo on me. Like, lady, you're not only barking up the wrong tree, you're barking up a lamp pole at this point. Like, you're so far away from the trees.
So in Jason's car, he's with Chris, Audrey, and Venus and Natalie. And so he's like, yeah, you know, Shane said last night that Angelica tried coming to his door. Like, she hit him up with a you up text, too. And Natalie's like, yeah, Demi told her to go to bed. And she was like, no, I want to be on the couch so I'm closer to Shane. And Demi told me, and I was like, that's weird. That's weird.
Yeah. And Jason goes, their souls are connected. So then we go over to Shane's car, and Shane's driving, and Angelica's in the front seat. And she's like,
I'm glad you passed out right now. Like, that was really good. You need your rest. That was like really good. Cause like, I couldn't sleep.
He's like, ha ha. I know. I saw you hit me up this morning about my door being locked. Ha.
I know. I didn't open it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cause you couldn't. And so back in the other car, Natalie's like, I would never stay on the couch to be closer to a guy who's in a proper bed. That's so weird. And Audrey's like, yeah, a man that's like in a different room with a wall. And he just told me it was over. It wasn't like a wall-less room. What the hell? So now basically Shane,
Angelica had instead of sleeping in her bed, she slept on the sofa so she could be closer to Shane. Maybe so that way she could hear him if he got out of his bed, if he unlocked the door or like went and got some water from the kitchen.
Super weird. So, or she was just sleeping on the couch and then planned on going to his room in the middle of the night, but the door was locked. Yeesh. So back with Shane, there, everyone else in the car is asleep and she's sitting in the front seat and she's like starts inching her hand over and he sees it, like she wants to hold his hand, and he just puts his hand in his lap so he doesn't have to. He's like looking down at her like, oh God, do not touch my hand. Do not touch my hand.
Yeah. And he's like, there's a toxic part of me that's sort of like low key, like I should have kept that door locked, but I know there's too much bullshit. And so then
she like basically puts her hand all the way over to his side and he won't hold her hand. So she just leaves her hand dangling there over his side of the seat. Oh, it looks like she thinks they're holding hands. Like she's just sitting there like they're in the car holding hands, but they're not.
Oh, it's so awkward. I feel so bad for Shane. You know, because Shane's like, I can't move my hand. The moment I move my hand, she's going to grab it. Oh, no. It's crazy. Crazy times. Yeah,
10 alarm crazy fire over here.
Uh-oh. Truly.
That's the end of that one. So we'll see.
Yeah, thanks everyone for being here. Fun times on Vanderpump Rules. Be sure to get your tickets to the Crappies, whether you're coming in person or virtually, and vote on our ballot. And we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors...
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.